Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God, Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. And then we'll go to verse 13 for our passage today. Jeremiah writes, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He's like a tree planted by waters that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. It's not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. O Lord, the hope of Israel, for all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water." Hope is the spiritual anchor of our soul, right? Hope. This hope is not a wish or a desire expressed in a statement like, I hope it stops raining soon, or I hope the warm weather comes, or I hope it doesn't snow. Our hope is based in the person of God. He is trustworthy. His name is true. He will never go back on his promises. Hope is deeply rooted in God's love, mercy, and grace. In hope in God produces certainty and confidence. So Jeremiah was writing to a people going through really difficult times. But in the midst of the challenges, Jeremiah could say with the great boldness that Yahweh was the hope of Israel. God would always come through. Even in the darkest night, Israel knew that the sun would rise and God's peace would come in the morning. So as a believer, our hope is fixed in Jesus. He died for our sins. He rose again from the dead. His Spirit empowers us during our time on earth. And we know that the very moment we die, the very moment we're absent from the body, we will be present with the Lord. An old hymn says it like this: "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." So Lord Jesus, I put my hope in you alone. My hope is built on nothing less than you. Your life, your death, your burial, your resurrection, the fact that you right now are sitting at the right hand of God the Father. You are my hope and my rock. All other ground is sinking sand. And I pray in your name and I thank you. Amen.